Good afternoon, Dr. Schnitt, dictating pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient James Hugart, H-U-G-H-A-R-T. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 5/31/24, Mr. Hugart performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 4/18/23, there's been no significant change period. No paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Willie Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. This goes to the VA. On 5/31/24, Mr. Fulford performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and as minimal impairment in flow rates period, the air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow with continued minimal reduction of forced vital capacity period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction and minimal reversible airways obstruction period. And when compared to a study date of 11/15/23, there's been no significant change period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on the same patient, Willie Fulford. This goes to the VA. On 5/31/24, Mr. Fulford performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95% period. The patient walked 350 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 90% period. A paragraph impression, minimal reduction of exercise capacity without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Clement Warshesky, W-A-R-S-H-E-S-K-I. This goes to Corrine Edick, comma PA. On 5/31/24, Mr. Warshesky performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired with minimal airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change period. Compared to a prior study dated 1/31/24, there's been no significant change period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on David Johnson. This goes to MedFirst. On 5/31/24, Mr. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1, and the FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/13/24, there's been no significant change, period. In paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Thomas Repchinski, R-E-P-C-Z-Y-N-S-K-I. This goes to Dr. Collier. On 5/31/24, Mr. Repchinski performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96% period. The patient achieved 548 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study remained 96% period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Repchinski. This goes to the VA. On 5/31/24, Mr. Repchinski performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was minimal airways obstruction with a complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/27/24, there's been improvement period, a paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing improvement period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mark Falk, F-A-U-L-K. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 5/31/24, Mr. Falk performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11 2/23, there's been no significant change. Perioperative compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Van Doren. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 5/31/24, Mrs. Van Doren performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a moderate impairment of flow rates period after bronchodilators. There was normalization of airflow with continued moderate reduction of forced vital capacity period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study data 2/7/24, there's been improvement in flow rates period. Of paragraph impression, moderate restriction with moderate reversible airways obstruction showing some improvement period. Thank you.